Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday as well. We've got a hodgepodge of stuff today, so we'll try to make some sense of what's going on. The first thing I wanted to bring to your attention is the restarting of our beginner series cycle there. So if you can't get enough of me, join me today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time to go over point and figure basics and a bit of a charting overview. Going to be going over what the X's mean, what the O's mean, and pretty much everything in between. But point is that you can register there. It's good for beginners. It's also good for seasoned vets if you just need a touch up or something to do on your Friday afternoon. Registry link is in the Were You Aware. All right, moving on over into the performance tab for today. It was a mostly negative day. We kind of fell into the close, if you will. Crude oil, emerging markets, and the US dollar, only three names we typically look at. Landing in the green there. S&P 500 towards the middle bottom of the pack, off about quarter of a percent or so. The Russell 2000 and some small caps leading the way to the downside. Did want to mention a historic milestone there, the Dow Jones Industrial Average moving above with action earlier in the day, moving above that 40,000 mark for the very first time ever. Did back off, as I mentioned, into the close. Things look pretty strong here, though. Nice base to work off of down there, 37,800. Kind of not in extended territory. Not a lot to say here. We're still looking strong from a domestic equity standpoint. All right, moving on over into indicator changes. NYSE High Low Index, the one that measures the percentage of NYSE stocks moving the new 52-week highs over those that are moving the new 52-week lows and highs. So a bit of a complicated calculation. Nonetheless, though, think of it more as a kind of shorter to intermediate term indicator there. That one moved above 90%. So we're seeing a lot of those stocks moving the new 52-week highs. Historically, in 2023, at least in the near term, that's been a topping point. So just keep your eye out on this one. Doesn't mean that we're overbought or anything like that. Just a little bit of market memory never hurts to keep in the back of your mind. All right, did want to mention this didn't occur yesterday, but did occur the day before, did reverse the day before. The bullish percent for growth, BP Grow, looks at the percentage of growth stocks on point and figure buy signals here. This one reversed back up, like I said, on Wednesday of this week to a chart reading of 34. So just over one third of growth stocks now trading on point and figure buy signals. I was pretty surprised to see this actually, as we really hadn't been in X's in 2024 so far. So a return to X's, really this what this suggests to me is there's still some runway for more growth stocks to really kind of lead the way higher and return to those buy signals. So again, nice to see there. All right. Was looking just at a couple stocks with interesting breaks over the last 24 hours there. Utilities, we've talked about a lot. One with an interesting break yesterday came from PG&E Corp, PCG, interesting ticker there, considering the name is different. Nonetheless, four for fiber there. So it ranks strongly from a utilities perspective. We talked a lot about utilities recently. Also moved to back to a buy signal at 1850 there. That brings it to multi-year highs to levels not seen really until since 2019 or so. So it is heavily overbought at current levels. So we could see a bit of a pullback, but a nice break for the name nonetheless. All right. I'm back for Fun Friday. I know last week Will mentioned the quilt. I certainly missed you all there. But for Fun Friday today, we're going to be moving on over into a moving average calculator that I'm probably pretty sure you all do not know about. So they're moving averages. We have them on the right side of the screen, the 50, 100, 150, and 200-day moving averages. Those are nice to look at there. But if you want to do some other calculations or see those over time, you can follow along for any stock or index there. Go to Index Details. And then scroll down towards the bottom of the page, and you'll see moving averages. There are those calculations again. And you can click this little button here that looks like an arrow. And then you can actually see those moving averages over time. You can change the stock so you don't have to keep going to and from different charts to take a look at these. Or you can add in a different calculation. So let's say you wanted to look at 250-day for whatever reason. You could do that there and hit update. Okay. That'll do it for me here. I hope everyone has a great Friday, a great weekend, a safe weekend, and we will be back on Monday.